Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, without a doubt, that should be the theme song. It's almost by popular demand to Dom Giordano's show for Adam Schiff tomorrow, The Schiff Show. It will be high drama, maybe not. We'll see. We'll break down for you all the things that will go into the first impeachment hearing tomorrow. That certainly is the big story. But in addition to that, there are just any number of things today that are coming to a head here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. You know, I still can't get off the Nikki Haley stuff. It's more like Mitt Romney in a skirt is what it comes down to with Nikki Haley. That line's not totally original to me, but it reminds me of that. Here's the line that people on the know in Washington are saying today, Democrats are sending out there because they want this line to be out there. The line they're going to use constantly in packaging what we're going to see tomorrow around impeachment is cheating our democracy. See, they think they can get Trump as cheating, greedy, something like that. Cheating our democracy is what has filtered out. Now, the Republicans are countering with something that's interesting. Rand Paul is off on this. Rand Paul is saying concede quid pro quo and say that everybody does quid pro quo, so there's nothing impeachable here. Now, I don't think that's the way. That's not the way to go. Also, the Supreme Court is taking a look at DACA today, is going to hear arguments over the President Trump's legality of Trump's termination of DACA. John Roberts will be the deciding vote here, and you know that is troublesome. I got a lot on the Dreamers today. Look, I get it. The Dreamers are slightly different than what we see around some of the other illegal demands, but I think Trump is correct on this. So at 9:30 this morning, today, Dan, is the big anniversary. I don't know about the Borowskis, but we went to Ellis Island with DJ and Luke when they were young. We did see several Giordanos there. So I'm not sure how many Borowskis we'd see. But today's a big day. Today in 1954, the last person processed that came through Ellis Island, that was the only, or the major, almost completely major one that came through legally, happened on this day. How many people did they process that they have records for out of all that time? Because it started well before 1900. Even The Godfather II. Vito Corleone coming through Ellis Island, tuberculosis, has to stay for 6 to 8 weeks, right? Only a kid. 20 million was the number. Now, it's guesstimated we have 20 million people illegally plus in the United States, potentially. So my big list today, the 10 most important, I'm having some fun with it too, the big list at 9:30, 10 most important legal immigrants to come to this country. But think about that. On this day in 1954, all those years, and that's the number that came through legally, with all those immigrant waves, think about what it was like in the early 1900s for about 10 years or so. Every day, boatloads of people. And yet we've eclipsed it with people coming here illegally just in that period of time. Just in the last 10 to 15 years, we've eclipsed that number, it's believed. Okay, so 855-839-1210. If you have a suggestion, a theme song for the Schiff Show, we're getting them ready for tomorrow as it starts. And I know there's a lot of trepidation because people think Republicans are not so good at this. Well, I don't think the Democrats like Schiff are so good at this either. I don't think the big witness where there'll be emotionality and crying that the Democrats want will be until Friday. That's when you'll have the former ambassador there. You'll have Yanovich. Maria is her first name. That's where you're going to see them try to bring up the tears and what Trump did to her and all the rest. By the way, a witness yesterday in the inquiry that has leaked out the testimony indicated that President Trump lectured the previous Ukrainian president about corruption, too. The key line that I would make here, and this appeals to Trump supporters and maybe to Americans, Trump is always concerned about cost. Like, why are we doing this for you? Why are we giving you all this? Why are we giving you all this money and sometimes military support, right? He apparently lectured the previous Ukrainian president about corruption. And what are you doing to clean it up? We're not sure about Hunter Biden. I don't have that or not. But what this is going to come down to, Democrats are going to present this. Our democracy is at stake. Trump is cheating our democracy. If you let him get away with this, we don't have a democracy anymore. Now, you know that we have a republic anyhow, right? But the Democrats are going to counter, the Republicans are going to counter with, what was his motive? Are you inside the president's mind? Did he have a culpable state of mind? Where's the evidence of that? There, in other words, there was a lot of legitimacy here. Hunter Biden is a grifter. Hunter Biden was getting paid outrageous amounts of money to do what and why? And Joe Biden talked about how he intimidated the Ukrainians. So how do you know what Trump's mindset was to say this was A, quid pro quo, and then B, rises to the level of being impeachable? I'm banking on Jim Jordan tomorrow. I don't know about the other Republicans that'll be engaged in this, how well they'll do. I know that it's kind of amazing, isn't it, that the media is showing their hand here. It will not only be on cable tomorrow, it'll be on network TV. Now, really, is this Watergate? There was such a buildup, you know, with the break-in and all. The average person knew somewhat about Watergate. The issues were not that complicated. And back then, we didn't have all the cable coverage. So you could see network TV doing that. Now, network TV is doing this tomorrow because it's Trump. And will people actually watch this that watch what? Are they going to miss Judge Judy tomorrow? Are they going to miss soap operas? I don't know. I'm not sure the importance of soap operas anymore.
Well, you have one person in the studio that'll be really upset when Price is Right is preempted.
That's right. Price is Right. Now, Price is Right will probably do a special after the hearings tomorrow, Joe. They're not going to let Price is Right go away for the day.
We need one safe place on television that isn't about politics.
That's what I would tell the counter programmers, but I guess they were afraid to get in trouble. It'll look bad publicly. Why is ABC? What's Price is Right? CBS. Yeah, why is CBS putting on the Price is Right? But I would get they get a big number. People will run from it. I mean, I'm thinking the daytime crew. They're not going to be sitting here listening to Adam Schiff parody and do all these things back and forth. I don't think. So why are the networks doing this? Well, it's in the public interest. No, I think it's about Trump. I don't remember back in Watergate if everybody carried it. Maybe they did, but there were so few choices then. So I think it's blanket tomorrow. Are people going to watch this? Are they going to go to Netflix? Are they going to go to something else? I'm trying to think of daytime TV. What's the highest rated show on daytime TV? Let's see if we can figure. Is The Price is Right? Something like that. One of the reality shows. Jerry Springer is still not on, I don't think. What do you come up with, Dan?
I'm trying to find
okay.
it right now.
855-839-1210. You can get in. If you have a theme song suggestion, we'd like to hear it. So those are the competing views. Around the edges, you'll hear different things. The president's motivation here. The word that I hope comes up. The word that I hope Republicans emphasize and educate the public on tomorrow is coup. Due process, I think they'll do that. I don't know if the average American in wide swaths knows due process.
fairness? Is this due process? What's going on here? But coup. And then explain what a coup is. A coup is when people that are just bureaucrats, not elected to anything, Democrats in the media, have said, we had an election, we don't like the election, this is act two in trying to take out a duly elected president. For what? So 855-839-1210. Do I think the American public is really going to say, other than the people that hate Trump, wow, this is amazing, I'm so worried, my democracy is under attack? Or are they going to say, where's the Price is Right? You know, where are some of the daytime shows? Where's the safe harbor to go to? You know what the tell will be? Do the networks continue this on Friday? They're in tomorrow. But do they continue it on Friday based upon the drama of it, based upon what's coming out? That will be how we'll know around all this. So 855-839-1210. Here's Alan Dershowitz, okay, who in the past would be seen as the go-to guy for a lot of networks, given his gravitas. Here's Dershowitz on New York radio, likening this impeachment obsession to Stalin's KGB.
Computer's frozen. Give me one sec.
All right. So in this clip, he brings up the immortal line that Stalin used. Show me the man, and then I'll find you the crime. Show me the man, and I'll find you the crime.
There's strange things happening in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
do the Democrats, and I was a Bill Clinton Democrat like you were. Do the Democrats today think that the American public is so stupid on some of the things they're doing? Tell us about the developments on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Washington on the impeachment.
They're very scary. They're very frightening to any civil libertarian, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you come from New York or the middle of the country. You should be frightened by efforts to try to create crimes out of nothing. The latest twist was people on television, particularly CNN and MSNBC, are saying that if the president or somebody else were to name the whistleblower in the Ukrainian situation, that person would be guilty of a crime. Well, I spent the afternoon yesterday searching the federal criminal statutes from beginning to end. I couldn't find the crime. It reminds me of what Lavrenty Beria, the head of the KGB, said to Stalin. He said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime, which he really meant, I'll make up the crime. And so the Democrats are now making up crimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we're crafting here, though, what is going to reach critical mass so that Democrats are still going to go forward with impeachment, but that Republican senators realize this is just all a nothing, that the American people are not behind. I'm still convinced whatever the public polling is, they're going to go forward with it, but Republican senators are the end game here. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line with Dom. All right. Our side question today, and we have a great prize. If you've ever seen Joe Conklin or haven't seen Joe Conklin in person, wow. I had the opportunity recently. It's incredible. Joe Conklin, salute to Philly Sportsman of the Year, Charlie Manuel and Fran Dunphy on November 20th at Parks Casino. Tickets are available at parkscasino.com. Must be 21 or older to attend. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We have a pair of tickets to see that. And all you have to do is give us your favorite or best, however you want to say it, I think is okay, Disney film. And the pretext is what to Dan today on Twitter? Today's a big day, right? That Netflix is under fire.
Yeah, Netflix might lose its seat as the top streaming service now with Disney Plus releasing today. Mandalorian is the big Star Wars series. Reviews are saying it's like a six-hour movie rather than a TV show. Just delved into six different parts.
Okay.
But yeah, very exciting day. Disney Plus comes out, $7 a month. A lot of good stuff on the service already, checking it out.
So Disney then, with that library second to none, arguably, right, of Disney films. Mm-hmm. I just pulled the 2010 Disney offerings and it's 14 printed pages.
Wow.
The 2010s.
Yeah, it's a huge catalog for Disney alone, but you got to keep in mind, Dom, that they also own the rights to Marvel and Star Wars franchises now, so they have
exactly.
Marvel and Star Wars shows, as well as National Geographic shows, which is huge for the documentary fans out there. Some great docs on there as well.
And so, the Fox Library, too.
The Fox Library, too. I'm restraining bringing Joe on, who, of course, is a Disney expert, until the 10 o'clock hour, because that's when we go into the vortex of Joe, and he will tell us, and that will be monumental, his favorite Disney of all time. I know it's going to be hard to narrow it down to one. Dan, do you have one?
My favorite, believe it or not, is not a cartoon. It happens to be Remember the Titans.
I didn't know that was Disney.
That was a Disney film, yes.
Now that you've said that, I almost know every line of that.
It's a fantastic movie. Watch
now,
it, watch
why
it
am
a couple
I blanking
weeks ago.
On a quarterback? Why am I blanking on Sunshine's real name? Oh, well, wait a minute. I got it. Game ball. Ronnie Bass. I love that. Denzel Washington. Ronnie Bass.
Yeah, Maisie had never seen it before, so I sat her down and had her watch it a couple weeks ago, and she loved it.
You know what the major line is in there? And what's the character that plays the assistant coach that's passed over for Denzel Washington? He's a great character actor. When he goes out and he gathers the defensive team, they're going to cheat against him, right, to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells them, I don't want them to even think about getting to the line of scrimmage. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Where he
Yep,
and then
when
he tells
him
to roll up the score. That scene to me, wow,
mm-hmm.
And what they do. And it's based upon a true story. The Titans integrated high school.
And just the amount of people in that movie that later got great careers in film is just incredible.
So you have Denzel. You have that guy as a character actor.
Ryan Gosling was one of the lesser players.
Captain of the overrated team of all time, that guy.
Ryan Gosling?
He is a big star.
Pardue played Ronnie Bass, Sunshine. He's been
Sunshine.
In a lot of stuff since
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Donald Faison.
Ronnie Bass, Game Ball.
The guy from Scrubs.
Okay. How about the female, the girl, the daughter?
Yeah, Hayden Panettiere. Huge career.
Okay, yeah. It is a great film. I can go and watch it. I wonder how many listeners are in their bathrobes watching Disney right now. 855, big bathrobe audience today. All you have to do, think of all the choices out there. Just hit us with just a cartoon, the Marvel stuff. That's going to be hard to beat, though, Remember the Titans. I think that's a great sleeper film. Oh, boy, right out of the box. I think we have somebody, Dan, that we have to use as the theme of the Schiff show tomorrow. Charlie in Westchester coming to you momentarily. Dom Giordano's show. That's what this is. It's a show with two show themes. One of the guys that'll be on that, this Representative Himes, called it a scene right out of The Godfather. Can you imagine? Boy, I wish that Trump were Italian so we could go after that. Out of The Godfather. The Ukrainian call, really? Republicans will counter with, you got to be kidding me, this rises to the level of impeachment. Where's the quid pro quo? Make them have to prove this, that there's any quid pro quo. Let's see if they can educate the American public tomorrow. He'll be going nuts because The Price is Right is off on that. That's what this comes down to. It doesn't come down to who's right and wrong, what happens. It comes down to the drama of it, and do they move the numbers so that Republican senators, some of whom are weasels, in addition to Mitt Romney weasel, who get nervous and start to think they could vote to remove the president. That's all that this comes down to, ultimately. No grand stuff about democracy, but Democrats' catchphrase is, cheating democracy. They're playing with the cheating and the democracy part. That's what Trump is doing. You won't have democracy if he gets away with this. That's what it comes down to. All right? Here's Representative Himes. This will be cut 12, Dan. Here's his line on Comedy Central this guy was on. Wow. About this is right out of The Godfather.
There's two things going on here that are impeachable. Number one is a corrupt abuse of power. And that's the difference between Donald Trump, as you just saw in that clip, extorting essentially a foreign leader, a vulnerable foreign leader. As we speak, the Ukrainians are fighting the Russians.
The poor Ukrainians,
and saying,
right.
As he so gracefully put it, we want you to do us a favor, though. And of course, at the same time, military aid is being held up and a meeting in the White House, which is a big deal for the new president of Ukraine, is being held up. That is has nothing to do with our foreign policy. It has everything to do with the personal political interest of the president of the United States. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, that is not okay. The other piece of this, of course, is we have an ambassador, and the American public is going to hear from her on Friday. All three witnesses, diplomats who are as sharp, patriotic, serving under Democratic and Republican administrations over the many, many years, veterans in some cases, who was fired. She was fired because some weird combination of Rudy Giuliani and shady folks in Ukraine decided that she wasn't on Donald Trump's team. Mm-hmm. And that just can't happen.
You say it's not okay, and you specifically use the word extortion. It's interesting because quid pro quo has been the term that everybody's using. But you're not a fan of that phrase. Why?
Well, the main reason I'm not a fan of that phrase is that, and there's a reason why the Republicans, who of course have been throwing every variety of spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks, focused on quid pro quo. Because quid pro quo is, I'm going to hand you a suitcase of money, and in exchange, you're going to do this for me. Now, by the way, the chief of staff admitted that that existed. Ambassador Sondland, in his revised testimony after he refreshed his recollection, uh-huh. admitted that there was a quid pro quo. But the point is, if that's all you focus on, you miss the extortion. I mean, it's right out of The Godfather when somebody in a position of immense power looks at somebody not in a position of immense power and says, I want you to do us a favor, though. I mean, look, the message is not missed.
All right, so that seems to be Godfather 1. I'd like to have my Godfather references there. You know, if you're going to make a Godfather reference, if I'm going to follow this, Himes, I need to know which Godfather. I guess that's the offer you can't refuse. The horsehead. That's the Russians. That's what's going to happen to you. The Ukrainians are the mogul. And this is what's going to happen to you if you don't play ball. People going to buy that? Are they going to be watching this tomorrow? And you notice what they're playing. The biggie is Friday with the female that will testify and break down, and they'll do the whole thing. That's what they're going for here. So 855-839-1210. I'm amazed that this is what they have and what they're going to produce here. And they think this is going to rise to the high drama of Watergate. I don't think so. And we know that the Clinton, even though he got impeached, failed because in the end, people didn't think that was, even though the crime was lying under oath, they thought it's about sex. So you get an impeachment, you get a slap on the wrist, that's it. That's what this is going to come down to. They're going to go for impeachment, though. I think their base demands it. I can't imagine they won't. That would be the most startling thing that happens if Democrats didn't vote for impeachment ultimately. All right, but we need a theme song for tomorrow. Looney Tunes for the Schiff Show. Yeah, that might work a little bit. But we'll play it when we start coverage tomorrow. Yeah, they're supposed to start at 10 o'clock. Trust me, you'll be with us. They never start at 10 o'clock. We'll dip in if there's anything major going on. But you know, the preliminary, the droning on back and forth over the rules. Very, very limited stuff. Okay, so let's go to Charlie in Westchester. Charlie, you're first in on Talk Radio 1210. What's that theme song, Charlie?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's exactly right. That's what this is going to come up to and shift ultimately. After a lot of pageantry, after a lot of big moments, that's what it'll come down to.
And the Disney movie I like is Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp is your Disney movie. Why Lady and the Tramp?
Well, you're not going to like my reasons. I think Lady and the Tramp defines Trump's three marriages.
All right. I don't know. The lady is Melania, I hope, right?
And I'm gonna ruin it for you and the Stones. You're probably not going to use Satisfaction because my reason for picking that is everything since Trump has started is he can't get satisfaction. He didn't have the biggest crowd at the inauguration. He's always making misstatements for things that come around to bite him.
Okay, so, that's fair. That's fair, as you say. No, but it works for me because there's not going to be any satisfaction. You know it, and I know it after this. Or do you think there will be?
He's not going to get. And he's going to be impeached. He's going to be charged. there's not a snowball's chance in heck that it's going to get through the Senate, because they're going to get in lockstep, back their guy, and we'll move on, and then it'll be decided in the election.
That's exactly how it should be. No, I like Can't Get No Satisfaction. That's a nice theme song for tomorrow. We'll consider that when Dan and I will get together after the show. Lady and the Tramp, though, for some reasons that were mysterious there from Disney, today's the big Disney day.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.